All righty, and welcome back to the broadcast. You're listening to The Drive Time, Canada's only holistic political chat. And joining me on the line is the Ontario Progressive Conservative candidate for the riding of Northumberland Peterborough South, David Piccini. David, thanks for taking the time to call us today.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure the listeners are surprised that you're even making yourself available. So congratulations to you for that. Mm-hmm. Must have been a tough night. Can you take us through a little bit about what happened last night? When did you as a candidate first hear about what was happening?
Well, I was walking my dog, Max, and first heard from a call from one of our members of our campaign team. So I, like everyone else, was quite shocked and saddened by the news and reports and allegations leveled.
Right. Now, last night, the leader was saying, well, you know, I'm going to still be in the House tomorrow, and he hadn't decided to step down. Obviously, a lot of talks went on between that. Were the candidates across the province, I mean, were you guys involved in any, obviously not talking to him, but what was your role in any of that, if there was any?
Well, before I get to that, I just want to definitely say to everyone here that I remain focused to bring in change for people in Northumberland and remain focused on my mission here in Northumberland, Peterborough South. But I would say that I can't comprehend how difficult it must be for the women who came forward. And I got to say, I applaud their perseverance and strength in doing so. Mm-hmm. And we remain committed to ensuring that everyone deserves a harassment-free environment. And we always have to be there to listen and ensure we foster an open and accepting society for women to come forward. Now, having said that, last night, of course, this unfolded. Today, we've been online. Candidates have been involved in a call I just got off to discuss the next steps and process to choose a new leader. So I know we're going to name an interim leader tomorrow at 9 a.m. Caucus will be voting on an interim leader.
Right. Any ideas, any names being floated out there? Can you give us any ideas?
No idea who's going to be floated. I mean, there are, of course, names being speculated in the media, but I know a caucus will be deciding that, as is the case, any time an interim leader is named. Mm-hmm. And candidates have been involved in the discussions on the processes and rules and procedures for naming a leadership committee that would convene and run leadership going forward for a full-time leader.
Well, we know, and you and I talked about this just before we went to air, there is time. There is enough time. It would be tight, but there is enough time to call a convention for the first weekend in April. We know the writ's probably going to be dropped near the end of April. Is that something you, I know you, as candidates, it's tough to even think about this, but do you think that would work for you better in that sense than you'd be able to go into the campaign fully energized with a brand new leader and a brand new feeling? Almost a brand new party, really.
I can't speculate on the process yet. I mean, this is going to unfold tomorrow and the next day, mm-hmm. and the process to name a new leader, and we will be involved in that process. But I can say that that I've received an outpouring of support locally today for the campaign we're running in Northumberland, Peterborough South for the grassroots policy consultation process that we launched months ago to ensure that what was reflected in a number of our policy platforms was reflective of the needs of our community. So I've received great support there. I'm going to remain focused in the coming months in our community here. I know candidates across our province are doing so, and continue to hold this government accountable and as we prepare for the next election. And I think, I've heard loud and clear today that that folks are ready for change. They're tired of this current government, and I'm excited to continue to work with our community in the weeks and months ahead.
So, to your knowledge, the platform that was outlined by the previous leader and the direction of obviously that's a platform approved by the party. That's still the direction the party tends to go.
As I've said, this was the largest policy consultation process in Canadian history. Mm-hmm. We've got 200,000 members now, which speaks to the strength of the candidates running in each community and the quality of candidates that are coming forward to run for our party. So that's been an exhaustive process, and we'll continue to have those discussions in the days ahead on where we go. And of course, we have a lot of support for the measures put forward, the measures in themselves to improve lives for Ontarians who are working harder, getting less under this government. And so we've outlined a number of measures that I know we spoke on last time I was on. But again, I can't speculate as to announcements coming forward. But certainly, you can continue to see, you know, us working hard to ensure that the policies we are laying out are ones that that Ontarians need. And again, most of that is outlined in our platform.
Do you think this is going to make it difficult for you out on the hustings? I mean, obviously, you know, these allegations don't touch the candidates, but by the same token, I mean, it's going to be hard for you to focus on issues at the door if there's still this issue hanging over the heads, right? I mean,
yeah, and I remain, as I said, from day one to the people in Northumberland, I'm accessible. I'm here to talk about anything. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be running or hiding from anything. And and I've been excited, and I've really enjoyed the interactions I've had at the doors with everyone. People are really excited. I mean, just this past week, we've received countless numbers of calls of people who want to volunteer, get involved. No doubt this issue will come up at the doors, and I'm prepared to talk to anyone about that and continue to build a safe, as I said, a safe environment where women can come forward and where, you know, a harassment-free environment, but also talking about the issues, the pocketbook issues that are affecting folks, our farmers that are being ignored in the planning process, our businesses who are feeling under attack. And,
if I could, I mean, it's not just harassment. I mean, in this case, we're talking about a sexual misconduct. We know that Kent Haar, the minister in Trudeau cabinet, he's just resigned. He's just stepped down as the minister as of right now. That announcement just came out. Again, this is about sexual misconduct. So again, it's not necessarily about inappropriate touching in situations. It's not necessarily about, it really is about conduct. And I mean, this is a question I'm going to ask you, but it's a question that can go across the entire political spectrum. I mean, how do you, in a political party, especially in this current environment where, you know, with the Me Too movement and all kinds of other organizations out there, how does misconduct get handled? It's not a criminal action, right? How do you think on a go forward we should be dealing with things like misconduct?
When one decides to seek office, you're under intense public scrutiny, and that's something one always needs to be prepared for when seeking office. And I do believe we need to hold our elected politicians to a very high standard. And going forward, I'll, you know, continue to operate in an open and transparent manner with the people of our community. And this is going to be, I mean, we're seeing this across the globe now, with this Me Too generation, as you outlined. And again, I'm, you know, if this is creating a world where our daughters and you know, young women in Northumberland can grow up without fear of harassment to pursue their ambitions and pursue opportunity, then that's what I'm for, and ensuring that they do so in an open and free manner.
Well, and that's what everybody looks forward to. I mean, it's particularly sad. I you have a daughter, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
I thought you had a little girl. But again, you know, I mean, you don't have to have a little girl for this to touch you. If you got a mother,
true.
A sister.
I have a sister. I have a mother that I look up to. And, you know, so it's, I know it hits us all in one way or another. And I'm sure many of us know or have been affected by this in some way or another. But again, I can't comprehend what any of these young women must be going through. Mm-hmm. But again, fostering that open climate. And for me here, fostering, talking to our members of our community about ways we can get Ontario back on track going into this election and in June, and bring about change, because, well, you know, folks in Northumberland are ready for change. Let me tell you, at the doors, we've knocked on thousands of doors, and that's certainly been a sentiment we've heard.
Well, and I think that's a sentiment we're going to hear more of. And I personally think you guys should have a leadership convention. I'm not a member of the party, but I think you should have a leadership convention. For your information, I'm not a member of any political party, just so you know, so I'm not picking a side. But I think I really think the momentum could be there. I think this could actually be a win-win for you guys. It could be an opportunity for you to show that, A, you stand up and for and against this misconduct and sexual misconduct and sexual behavior, but also at the same time you're standing up for your constituents. So I think it's a great opportunity. I want to thank you for calling in, David. I really think it took a lot of guts, to be frank with you. I think it took a lot of guts, and I think it shows that you are definitely a candidate that is not afraid to get involved and to not shy away from the tough issues. So thank you for that.
Thanks very much for having me.
And I wish you all the luck. I know you got to take some more calls today. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
David.
All right, take care.
Yep, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.